Sunday morning, everyone! Yeah! Hey, so, quick little story. We, a couple, maybe 5-6 weeks ago, we planted some sunflowers. And I've been watching this over the last couple weeks. We planted 4 or 5 inside. Was it 4? 4. 4 we planted inside, 5 we planted outside. And I've just been watching this, and it's really interesting, the ones that started in a comfortable-to-us environment. They're all like, and they're skinny and kind of sad-looking. And the ones we planted outside that started in the cold and started in kind of uncomfortable environment, they're all upright, strong-looking, healthy-looking. So I just wanted to encourage anyone that maybe is in an uncomfortable position right now or maybe facing resistance or it's cold, that stick with what you're doing, keep moving forward, and you're going to end up upright and stronger for it. So we're going to worship together now, and yeah.
All right, everybody stand up. We worship you this morning. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of our attention. You are worthy of our undivided attention. You are worthy. We fix our eyes upon you. You are worthy. You are worthy. Who am I that you have looked upon me? Who are we that you have cared for us? You are worthy. We remember who you are this morning. We remember your sacrifice. We remember what your blood purchased. I believe the Lord is saying to our house that we have a choice. There's a choice before us this morning. Do we engage with him, or do we just watch and let somebody else do it? He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Just stir yourself up. We didn't come here to waste time, did we? Stir yourself up. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. spoken against us or over us. We are children of God. Love hearing your voice.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings now. I was looking up some information on tithes and offerings just for encouragement for myself. And in Exodus, Moses says to the people of Israel, "Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet, fine linen." He goes on and on, all the things that are valuable to the people of the time. Later on, it says, "The people are bringing much more than is needed for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do." So Moses issued a command, "Let no man or woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary." He had to command the people to stop giving out of their generosity. I just wanted to encourage you guys. You don't need to give because Zach's here. Zach's a hard worker. He's going to provide for his family. You're not providing for his family. The light's on in here. God created light. You're not going to give enough or give too little for the lights to turn off in this place. So I just want to pray over this offering that out of a heart of generosity, those that are willing to give to the service of your work, Father, thank you that we have a house to give into.
Actually, inside of the words in this song, I know we might have been singing it over different areas of our society and the things that are going on with everything we've been facing, but I feel like while Phil was talking, the Lord said, "But this is also for your finances." And so I just want to sing through a little bit more of this song, but if you're in need of some financial breakthrough, or if you know somebody who is, and you want to join alongside of them and engage and partner and worship this out and claim it for them, let's do that right now. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're faithful. Even when I don't feel it, you're faithful. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the dark. Storehouses, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Yes, that is who you are, provider, that is who you are, that is who you are, that
The Lord's speaking to me here this morning, and I feel not quite sure how to say it exactly. It's almost like I hear someone's heart saying, Lord, I don't understand. What's in this for me here? How does this work for me, Lord? I've been trying to do the steps, Lord, but it doesn't seem to be connecting quite right. And I just feel like there's a certain place of abandoning our heart to the Lord, to allowing Him to speak into what we do. And He's giving me a picture, for those of you that are gearheads here in the congregation, you probably will get this. So hopefully I'm speaking to the right crowd here today. But yesterday I had the privilege of going up and looking at a bunch of old classic cars up at the raceway. And, you know, there's a lot of cool cars there. You know, they're back from my high school day type era, you know, and stuff. But, you know, back in those days when they were trying to make those cars go fast and do stuff, it was really difficult to get the fuel mixed right so they would run well and run right. And so, you know, we would try to tune them, and sometimes we would just happen to stumble on something that worked. More often than not, we would just kind of fumble through, and it might work a little once in a while, right? But most of the time, it just didn't seem to work that great. So maybe something like maybe some of our lives as we're trying to tune our lives ourselves. But some of the cars there yesterday had some newer technology in them where it would basically sense the mixture that's coming out the exhaust, and it didn't matter what was going on with the motor, it would compensate for it, and it would mix it perfectly so that it would run perfectly. It's just amazing. And that's I just feel like that's a picture for our lives and our walk with Christ. If we would just let Him do the mixing and the tuning, and we just give Him the space and the freedom to do that, I just really feel like that's an important word for us today. And if there's someone next to you that's not a gearhead, maybe that you can help them out with that. So thank you, Lord.
Priesthood's name is love. Whoever
With Christ
Hey, is everyone okay if we just kind of linger there for a moment in silence for that cross? Cross isn't just a pretty necklace or something that tells people from the highway that this is a church. You know, it was everything for the transition from our death to our life. One more minute. Hey, Marita, you got something for us?
So good. Thank you, worship team. Very good. Never want to take that for granted, do we? Wow. Wow. Like Sage pointed out in prayer before the service, which you all are welcome to come, that regardless of what is going on in our lives or in the world, freedom is here. That's so good. We need to remember that. And it was paid for, that cross for us. So grateful. So, I have a few announcements. because of the freedom that we have, we get to get together. And so we have set the next Women's Night is happening July 11th at my house. If you need directions or want any information, you can contact me. And the following day, Sunday the 12th, we're going to have a church picnic. Is everybody like shouting? Yes, Zeke is ready. I've had so many people go, "Why are we having a picnic? When are we having a picnic?" So we set a date. If we need to adjust because of what's going on with mandates, we will do that. But we have set a date, Sunday, July 12th. So plan on that. Bring side salads, desserts, bring your lawn chairs. If there's anybody that would like to help organize like activities for family, kickball or kids games, go for it. Let me know. It'd be just great to get together and just enjoy each other on that day.
Sweet. Okay. The youth are staying in here. Is everyone staying in here? Who's not staying in here? 2 and 3 year olds in nursery are not staying in here. Everyone else is going to stay in here. Zach's not staying in here.
No.
We're going to take a minute, use the restroom, shake some hands, then use the restroom. And